Netflix has put a lot of time and money into creating original content for American audiences. Now it's taking that effort global. Last month, Netflix launched a series in French called Marseille. Not to worry, it's also dubbed and subtitled into English for non-French speakers. The series itself takes its name from the port city on France's southern coast. Aside from the French connection, France's second largest city doesn't get many starring roles. But as Emma Jacobs discovered, a lot of locals feel like this French connection does not connect.
In the first 5 minutes of Marseille, you see the mayor, played by Gerard Depardieu, doing cocaine, and then there's a violent jewelry store robbery. It's a pretty good indication of what's to come. Marseille has been compared to that other Netflix series, House of Cards, but it tells the story of a feud between Depardieu and his political protege, set against a city full of corruption, gangs, and the mafia. The series also features beautiful aerial shots of the city, especially its extremely blue harbor with historic forts framing the entrance. It's that combination that provokes mixed feelings here. I feel a little attacked personally, says Michel Bergerat, standing outside a restaurant a few blocks from the port. It's true that there are a lot of beautiful places, he says. On the other hand, what I didn't like were all the prejudices about Marseille. Marseille is often a cliché of delinquency, of problems with immigration. His friend Diana Salinitro jumps in. It doesn't reflect the image we have of it living here as locals, she explains. She brings up one of the violent scenes that frustrated her. Gang members firebomb the car of an emergency worker who refused to use it to move drugs for them. We live in a big city, she says. Whether it's Marseille, Paris, Lyon, there's violence. There's drug trafficking. Her point, Marseille is not that different from these other cities, even if it has a reputation as particularly troubled. Catherine Autier, who really likes this series in general, points out that it can be valuable to draw attention to violence in Marseille.
You hear about this all the time. You know, you wake up in the morning, you turn on the radio, and you hear, oh, well, the gang killing in the tunnel, and it's a fact of life in Marseille, and nobody really pays attention anymore. I mean, they'd rather a gang member be killed than, you know, a regular person.
But she agrees Marseille's got that in common with other cities. And Ingrid Precioso says, given how hard Marseille has been fighting old stereotypes to improve tourism, she was unhappy with what she saw. Honestly, she says, I'd prefer if they'd give Marseille a different image. Precioso owns a secondhand shop in a very old neighborhood of narrow, colorful streets called Le Panier. Her block has artist studios, restaurants, boutiques, and she says it's already seen how damage to a destination's reputation can really hurt business. Which she says is already slow. People on the cruises, she says, they're told on the boats that there are thieves here. These cliches from 20 years ago. It's to be expected that there would be some controversy over the portrayal of violence and poverty in the city. But people also object to the depictions of Marseille high society in the series. Scheherazade Guenifa is sitting at a cafe across from the old Stock Exchange building that stars as City Hall in the series. It's what we'd call chic Marseille, says Guenifa, who's from here and works as a chef. Like a lot of people without Netflix subscriptions, she's only seen the two episodes that have aired on a French TV channel. Marseille is very cultural, she says. The population is very mixed. And I really want that to be represented in the series. For the moment, I haven't seen that yet. So I'm waiting to see the rest. And there will be more. Netflix just renewed Marseille for a second season. One last complaint from just about everyone I spoke with. Nobody here thinks the actors get the local accent right. For The World, Emma Jacobs, Marseille.
You're listening to The World.